asserted Price. "It's not as simple as that, Mansell," said Leach worriedly. "We'd be breaking the law."
"There's no law that can make me join the army."
"There is now."
"Then we bloody well defy it."
"That's the point at issue," resumed Ablett. "Are we all prepared to act together as conscientious objectors? Are we all ready to take the consequences?"
"Yes,"
said Price, thrusting out his jaw. "Fred?"
"I've been racking my brains to find a way out,"
said Hambridge seriously. "I know this may sound daft, but why don't we make a run for it? We could head for Scotland and camp out until the war ends."
"You're right," said Ablett with a sneer. "It sounds daft because it is daft."
"We'd be escaping conscription, Cyril."
"You won't get me freezing my balls off in the Highlands," said Price angrily. "What are we supposed to live on? Where does the money come from?"
"We have to do something," insisted Hambridge, turning to Leach for support. "What do you think, Gordon?"
"Running away is not the answer, Fred," said Leach, clearly appalled by the notion. "I've got Ruby to think of, remember? We're getting married this year. I can't just..."